Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. The 2025 growing season for South Dakota corn introduced a newer disease to many farmers. Southern rust, a fungal disease of corn, was detected in at least 25 counties this summer. Appearing as orange-brown pustules on leaves, southern rust is caused by spores blowing on winds from the southern plains. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology State Specialist Madeline Shires reports fungicidal treatment was warranted in isolated fields.
We were having a lot of farmers that were putting out fungicide applications for protection against southern rust, and people did say that they were seeing yield loss that they believed were associated with southern rust.
For best results, fungicides to combat southern rust should be applied between the R1 and R3 growth stages. Tar spot was another disease of corn that made an appearance in 2025. Tar spot can survive in crop residues, leading to new infections the following year. Shires reports tracking of residue-infected fields this summer.
However, it took those infections a long time to really get to the point where we might need to take some control measures. So here in South Dakota, we're definitely still under the belief that our major source of infection is windblown tar spot spores that are coming in from Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska areas.
In 2025, fungicide treatments for windblown tar spot were not recommended in South Dakota, as infections occurred late enough in the growing season with little impact on yield. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on southern rust and tar spot.